feel real good. Obviously, when you can come out and get six sacks within the first two games, it's a great accomplishment. But none of it's possible without the other guys. I'm sure if you look at them all, they're covering their butts off on the deep end, getting help from my interior linemen, and overall the scheme that Dom's putting together for me. So it's fantastic, and I'm looking to keep it going.
And do you feel you're getting into the quarterback's head, at some point in this game today?
I hope so. That's what we strive for, especially as pass rushers, get there and get him off his game by hitting him early and often. So we hope so, and fortunately we came away with a big win.
I'm kind of incomprehensible when play action will leave you unchecked on late.
That actually comes from film study, really. They're supposed to leave us under. I'm supposed to come down and spill the fullback, but if they had run a lot of boots all to the right side. Their right side. I took a shot and it paid off. So, that's how you make plays in this league. And I've learned it from guys before me. Guys like Charles Woodson. What's the expression? You can't steal first, second, or fifth. What I'm talking about. Yeah, that's exactly.
How do you create that confusion before the snap? Because obviously they have to then match up with somebody.
Yeah, well, there's a few schemes in which we have people moving around, so it's really hard to lock on to just one specific guy, such as myself or anybody else for that matter. But, it really just comes down to winning your one-on-one battles. And, fortunately, I've been able to get a few, and, some of these other guys have been as well. So we were able to get some good pressure today and, like I said, come up with a big victory.
And that psycho package almost forces them to count post-snap, where you guys are and who's exactly on the field. That's the real advantage of that way you move around and that thing.
Yeah, it's tough. It should be confusing for a quarterback, and, we like to keep them on their heels with that. So, fortunately, we were able to come away with a sack, and, we use it sparingly, and, it's a good mix every once in a while to have, six linebackers moving around and fitting in all these different gaps. So I think it's been, it's worked and it's continued to work. So hopefully we can keep that going.
Clay, how much fun are you having crushing quarterbacks?
It feels great. It really feels great to be back out here. As an athlete, one of the worst things is to be hurt. And, to come back now and have two games under my belt and have a little bit of success feels real good. So I'm looking to keep it going, and, I feel great and, love this team, love. We're 2-0. I love playing football, really. So it's fun to get after quarterbacks.
Packer fan, one sack continuously every week, 2-3. Now you know that bar kind of high. Right?
Well, I'll keep them coming, though. That's for sure. I'm going to keep trying, and hopefully, if it's 0, 4, 5, who knows? But I'm going to keep trying.
They got a couple of drives going there in the second quarter. Were they doing something a little different? Their timing, or was it a counterplay?
We have a very fast defense, a real fast-growth defense. So they were running a lot of counters, a lot of misdirection, bringing it back to the open side and forcing us to, kind of have one-on-one situations with the back. And obviously, Marshawn Lynch he's an outstanding running back. I know he's kind of got lost in the shuffle up there, but, he's an excellent pick, and, he was able to kind of get some yards on us today. And, we knew that if we could shut down the run game, they're going to have to pass it, and we didn't feel like they could match up against us, in that regard. So, unfortunately, they came out and kind of drove on us in the second quarter, but we shored up, we shored it up at halftime and came out, shut down the run again and made them throw the ball, and that's why we're so successful.
What's the difference between a guy who gets a half step away from the quarterback and the guy who closes? How do you close on the quarterback?
It's tough, especially your eyes get real big. You want to make the play, and, it just comes with getting after it, really. And, fortunately, none of the quarterbacks have gotten rid of it, or, you haven't let them. So it's all about making a sure tackle and getting them down. You don't need the big hits. It's all about, having the loss of yardage, and it's real swinging momentum for our team.
Celebrate here for a little bit, but it's the Bears on Monday night.
That's fantastic. Obviously we can start with the NFC North, and especially playing against a big rival in Chicago on Monday Night Football. It's a great stage. Going down there, fantastic. I know we're all looking forward to it, especially coming off another big victory, starting 2-0. So I'm looking forward to it. I know his team is as well.
One of your sacks, you were wide open, let you in. A little surprised with that?
Yeah, you got to take what they give you. That's really what it comes down to. I'll take whatever they want to give me. So, however I can get them, I'll take them.
How much of an advantage is it when they move you around? I mean, you get a couple sacks from the left, one from the right side.
Yeah, it's a big advantage because they, you know, they really can't lock on you. I know, you know, I've been seeing lately a lot of double teams or guards sliding my way, tight end lining from front. So if I can move around, you know, hopefully it throws them off a little bit in how they're going to key certain players on in our defense. So I've had a little success with moving around, and I think we're going to continue to do that.
When you guys run that cycle package, I mean, it seems like there's a lot of confusion with the alignment. You see some of the frustration and confusion from those guys, like pre-snap or afterwards?
Well, there's some frustration on our behalf, too, with so many moving parts getting out of the way. I think I ran into Nick before that first sack. Yeah, it does create some confusion. There's no doubt about it. I think it's a very unconventional package, but it works. So I think it's worked for us. So hopefully we can keep doing it.
Yeah.
Is this success you're having just as you envisioned it, or even beyond what you hoped for?
Yeah, I think it's what I envision. You know, I envision myself making plays. I mean, six sacks in two games. I don't know what I was going to come away with after two, you know, prior to the season. But, you know, I work hard, and I'm very confident in the work I put in during the week, the work I put in the off season. That, you know, I know success will come my way, and, you know, hopefully I can continue to keep up.
You're on pace for 48.
I think it's a little early in the season to hit the 48. What's the 22 and a half? I got a ways to go, and you know, we're just talking about how disappointed it's going to be if I end up with a zero sack in one of these games. So, like I said, I'm just going to keep up my work ethic, you know, how I study, how I go about my business, and you know, hopefully it'll pay off, and hopefully I can keep getting sacks for this team and keep helping our defense out.